It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. On Thursday, New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham extended the current public health order to slow the spread of COVID-19. Madison Staten has more.
Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham announced Thursday New Mexico public health guidelines will remain in place through the month of August. This means current occupancy restrictions, such as those on restaurants and other businesses, will still be in effect, as well as the mandate to wear face coverings in public. Grisham said her top priority is to contain the virus in order to get children back into the classroom after Labor Day. While the number of positive cases has been trending slightly downward, the governor stresses the importance of continuing safe practices.
We're still significantly higher than we were for most of the month of June, and that's still concerning, but every time we do a little better, I want us to not stop practicing COVID-safe practices, but to recognize that they make a difference.
During the press conference, she also spoke about the $600 million of state assistance dedicated to New Mexico small businesses.
We're clear that COVID was not a short-term issue. This infectious disease pandemic is a long-term issue that is going to require us to rethink not only our own personal habits and our workplace strategies, but we have to recognize that this has had a significant negative impact on businesses. And so we want to put in as much money as possible. So this is a roll-up from both the special session and things we could do with funds that were already set up to support New Mexicans in large part. We have $600 million in state assistance for New Mexico small business that is now moving out the doors.
For KRWG Public Media, I'm Madison Staten.
After agents from the Homeland Security Department were deployed to Portland, Oregon to crack down on protests, some are calling for the agency to be dismantled, including commentator Algernon Damassa.
Enough. As the 18th birthday of the Department of Homeland Security approaches, the case for dismantling it is stronger than ever. It is time to find an American voice that says, enough. It is strangely easy to forget how controversial the department was when it was proposed, even within President George W. Bush's administration. Vice President Dick Cheney and many other Republicans were wary of creating a massive new agency and questioned the need for a new cabinet secretary. Libertarians and Democrats raised concerns about civil liberties and accountability. Would the consolidation of 22 agencies under one roof make America safer? Or was this just an expensive public relations move to compensate for missing the 9/11 attacks of 2001? A horribly successful act of violence organized by a small group of people. It was the beginning of a dark time in the so-called homeland, with unimaginable amounts of money and debt devoted to military spending, expansion of law enforcement powers and federal authority, erosion of civil liberty, and the right to protest without being beaten up or maimed. And also, broad power claimed by the Office of the Presidency to use deadly force preemptively and without accountability anywhere on the globe. That power was wielded by President Bush, then by Barack Obama, and now by Donald Trump. As it has grown, Homeland Security has fulfilled every warning about a bloated, expensive bureaucracy and a looming national security state. Calls to dismantle it have been perennial, but now another shoe has dropped. The DHS is being weaponized against us. In Portland, Oregon, the DHS deployed armed forces ostensibly to protect federal buildings and have arrested nearly 100 people. Yet a chill goes up the American spine seeing armed men without badges or clear uniforms simply jumping people and stuffing them into private rental vehicles without any semblance of process and indistinguishable from a kidnapping. The scenes evoke memories of the East German secret police. Worse, they're seen on video engaging in violence against peaceful demonstrators, firing baton rounds at people's heads. DHS Acting Secretary Chad Wolf, a former lobbyist known as one of the architects of the malicious family separation policy at the southern border, has indicated he would keep those forces in local cities even over the objections of local elected leadership. And this week, the President of the United States explicitly suggested delaying the U.S. elections in November. Enough. We built this behemoth. It is now being used against the people, and it is time to dismantle it. There is no time to be timorous, no time to split the middle or pretend this is about law and order. We know what this is. And it is time for every political party and political actor to mobilize the power and influence they have to communicate a clear and resounding no. With the weekly Desert Sage Commentary, I'm Algernon Damassa.
Algernon Damassa's columns appear in the Las Cruces Sun News and at KRWG.org. Damassa's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG or NMSU.